Welcome to the Unpacking It podcast, where we unpack sports, faith, and life with intriguing guests from the sports and entertainment world. I'm Bryce Johnson, president of Unpacking It Ministries, and really appreciate you joining us today. Check out our website, unpackingit.com. You'll find out information about our weekday email devotional that we send out for free, taking a current sports story, relating it to our lives, as well as the Bible. You can also find out about the events we have going on with Unpacking It and how you can start a pack. So all of that information is available on unpackingit.com. Our guest today is Greg Jennings. We'll get to him in just a moment. But he's another guy that we're talking to from Fox Sports. And I find that a lot of their content that they're doing right now is really great. There's a show called Speak for Yourself that I enjoy a lot, and Greg is a guest frequently on that show. Last week, we talked to Mark Schlereth. He's another one that's a guest on that show and on Fox. We've also had Chris Broussard on Unpacking It, and he's always awesome. We've had him a few times over the years, and now he's with Fox. So anyway, I think you'll enjoy hearing from Greg. I did want to tell you about a partner of ours, and that's Uncommon. They are an organization that encourages men to be the husband, dad, and leader we were always meant to be. So they provide blogs, videos, and other great content. Their mantra, don't be a jack. You can visit them over at uncommon.org. That's uncommon, spelled uncommen.org. Stick around. I'll have a few thoughts after the interview with Greg, but let's jump right in. Our guest today was an NFL wide receiver and two-time Pro Bowler who played from 2006 to 2015. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers and also played for the Vikings and the Dolphins. He is an analyst with Fox Sports. He's an actor and a family man. Greg Jennings joins us to talk faith and football here on Unpacking It. Greg, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? I'm glad you got me on. I'm excited to see you.
All right, man. Well, we're glad to have you, and we'll talk football first. And this past Sunday actually was a really fun day in the NFL on the field. Lots of excitement, some great finishes. But what's it like now watching games as a former player, as an analyst, and as a fan?
It's different. But it's great. I enjoy it. My time when I played, I enjoyed that, and I'm one that enjoy where I am in the moment and present day. And so right now I'm not playing on the field, so I'm enjoying being able to watch and look back and admire what these guys as professional athletes are able to do and kind of and be in awe by it as if I never did it before, because it's like, wow, I used to do that? Like, it's a unique space to be in, but it's fun to be able to watch it. And then listen and hear my children, my kids' response and reactions to what they see and how they watch the game.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. And how did you know that you wanted to go the TV route and be an analyst?
It kind of just naturally came. I've worked in the TV space all throughout my career. I was always very engaging with the media. And then anytime I had opportunities to be on different networks, I would jump to those opportunities, and it just kind of was a natural transition. They've made it really easy for guys to make that transition to television and sports media once their career playing days are over.
Absolutely. Greg Jennings, our guest right now on Unpacking It. All right, so we're 3 weeks into the NFL season. Is there a team that has surprised you the most, maybe with their good or bad play?
The team that honestly had surprised me the most is the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
I thought they would be a good team. Obviously they got the loss last week, which was as a Michigan guy, it was very questionable.
Oh, yeah.
It was very questionable. Very full with a lot of controversy right there on the last play of the game. But just what they've been able to do without the big name guys. You know, when Calvin left, Matthew Stafford's level of play seemed to get better. He became more efficient. He became a lot more dependent upon the team versus just one guy, which ultimately has made them a better offense. Their defense has been, since the departure of Ndamukong Suh, they relied on collective game tackling and pursuing the ball in so many different pieces. And they've just done a great job of building quietly one of the better teams in the NFL.
Greg Jennings, our guest right now on Unpacking It, former NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl winner, and you retired from the NFL last summer in 2016. And so personally or even faith-wise, how has retirement been for you and just that transition that so many guys go through? What's that experience been like for you?
Oh, man, it's a roller coaster. It really is. You know, I'm one that's very transparent and very honest when it comes to transition. My transition, it has been great, but it has been filled with questions and then some answers and then some questions not being answered. Mm. I look at it as, you know, when I was pursuing football, I look at it from a swimmer's perspective. I was swimming towards this goal. Mm. I knew what I wanted. I knew how to get to it. And I swam towards it with everything that I had. Then once it was over, I had all these different ideas and all these different desires and all these different wants, and I didn't quite know which one to swim towards.
Mm.
So I was kind of like wading in the water, waiting for one of them to kind of just hit me. And then I then say, oh, I'll go to that then, since it kind of slapped me in the face. You know, it's the obvious choice. And it fortunately for me, I've been able to put myself in a position to where I could have the sports media world under my belt or under my feet, if you will, to where as I make those decisions, as I transition, even though this is great, I know it's not what I'm most passionate about.
Hmm.
So I'm still in pursuit of that thing, and I'm working on a lot of different things. You know, a show really right now, but basically the transition and transition is everything. And a lot of people see it as seamless when you see a guy go from the league to the straight on the TV channel, but the process to get to that and what's really going on behind the scenes, that's the transition.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. That's what's important.
Yeah, and how much of just letting go of your playing career has factored into that, and how difficult has that really been?
Letting go of my playing career was the easy part for me.
Oh, okay.
I was a bit oriented. So the decision to retire and not be affiliated with football as a partaker of it, that was honestly easy. It was shocking how easy it really was.
Wow.
Once I made the decision. Even being next to as close to the game as working the Super Bowl for Fox, I never once had a thought of, man, I would be doing this, or I wish I was, never once. So I knew that was the right decision. But what the struggle has been is when you've reached the pinnacle, which I've had Pro Bowls and Super Bowls and a very successful career in that arena, you automatically expect your transitioning state to start right there.
Mm.
And you forget about the process, the grind, the work, the investing that you have to put in, kind of the deposits that go into what it ended up ultimately becoming.
Wow. No, that's a great perspective. Greg Jennings, former NFL wide receiver, current analyst with Fox Sports. And we love talking sports and hearing just about your story a little bit transitioning, but also curious to hear a little bit more about your faith. And you grew up in the church. Your dad is a pastor, your mom a missionary. But why did you ultimately decide for yourself to follow Jesus and make your faith your own?
It was almost like I've ran from it for a long time. I tried to duck and dodge and do everything other than because I saw everything that my mother and father had to deal with and what they, and I honestly at times I felt like, why? I had a lot of questions of, and you guys will do any and everything for everybody, but you get treated so, you get done so wrong at times. And as a child seeing that, it becomes a little disheartening. But as the more I grew up, the more I began to develop my own family, I knew that there were things that my parents had instilled within me that I now understood a little bit more, that it's not about what everyone else does. It's about who you are and what are you going to do with what is given in your hands. And so for me, there's one scripture that just it literally is embedded within me in the book of Proverbs, and it says, one says 13:4, the soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but that of a diligent man shall remain rich. We all have these desires. Everyone has a desire, but the one who's willing to work to accomplish and achieve what it is they truly desire, those are the ones that are going to remain rich. And it's not a monetary rich. It's a rich in the word. It's a healthy, just prosperous life without so much of having all the money in the world, because I have money, but there was still void. There was still a void. And so it was that relationship that I was missing that was unsatisfying. The word of God talks about there's different lusts. Most of us always look at lust as a sexual transaction, but it's their lust after different things, whether it's money, cars, material things. And it says lust is unsatisfiable. Those things that you desire that aren't really in alignment with who you are and what I desire from you, which is king to be kingdom men and women, they will prohibit you from being obedient and ultimately becoming who you are. And so for me, that's the most important thing, for me to be authentic to who I am. It wasn't about me having a relationship with God because my dad was a pastor and my mom was, they were both in ministry, because they couldn't change my mind.
No,
I had to make it up. I had to make a decision for myself. I had to have an experience myself. And until I had that experience, when God began to break me and reveal things to me and really show me how much he's given me grace, how much favor he's truly given me and shown me and continues to show me, that's when I begin to humble myself. That's when I begin to say yes and will continue to say yes.
Amen. Greg Jennings, our guest on Unpacking It. I know you got to get running, and just to kind of finish that thought and to continue kind of what you were saying as far as God revealing things to you, is there something in particular maybe lately that God has placed on your heart or something that you've been studying specifically or just thinking a little bit more about recently?
Honestly, there's a lot. I won't go into a lot of detail, but he's been dealing with me with the prophetic gifts in that space, and that in just desiring more. But specifically, I close my eyes, and it's like I see obedience in bold, underlined, and however you want to see it. Because if I'm not willing to be obedient, I can't be used by God.
Wow.
Simply.
Wow. But, that's good. That's a good word. Well, Greg, man, appreciate you coming on for a little bit today and sharing your heart and love what you're doing with Fox Sports. Enjoy watching you on Speak for Yourself and on with Colin Cowherd and Undisputed. And so keep up the great work, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Absolutely. I love it. I will come on anytime. Thanks so much, guys.
All right, Greg. Really appreciate it. There's Greg Jennings, former NFL wide receiver, joining us here on Unpacking It. So good stuff from Greg Jennings, and really feel like we just scratched the surface with him. So we'll have to have him back on the show, unpack a little bit more of his life and all that he's just kind of experienced. And he seems like a very thoughtful and deep guy. And so it's interesting just to hear him talk. Even NFL, when I watch him on TV, he just looks at things very profoundly. Which is different and interesting for sure. So appreciate him being a part of the show. My one big takeaway is the reality that he grew up with a dad who was a pastor, a mom involved with the church as well. And ultimately, he had to make the choice. He ran from his faith. He, you know, scratched the surface on what that looked like for him. But eventually, he made the decision for himself that he had to live this life, that he had to have a relationship with Jesus. And it wasn't based on his parents' faith. It wasn't based on just going to church. It wasn't based on having a dad who was a pastor. He had to make the choice. And ultimately, that's how it is for all of us, regardless of our background, whether we grew up in church, out of church. At the end of the day, it's between us and Jesus. And do we believe that he is the Savior? Do we believe that he was just a teacher? Or do we really believe that he is who he says he is? And he was who he was here on earth, dying, rising again, and ultimately going to heaven and inviting us to be with him for eternity. So it's a wonderful good news to think about and to know and to believe and to allow that truth to go deep into our heart. And so cool to hear a little bit about that from Greg's perspective. Thanks for listening to the Unpacking It podcast. Check out our website, unpackingit.com. We'll talk to you next time. Dr. Mark Sherwood is another podcast to check out. Also, Mark Schlereth, Scott Hansen. Lots of good guys have been a part of the show recently and appreciate all of your support. Have a wonderful week. I'm Bryce Johnson. This is Unpacking It.